shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Searching for solutions after a wave of recent threats forced lockdowns at several Wake County schools. WRAL's Laura Levine will break down some of the changes being considered by the school board.
And our skies cleared and temperatures started to drop. I'll show you our chances for some patchy frost this morning.
We'll take a live look at the U.S. Capitol for you this morning. President Biden will deliver a State of the Union address tonight. We break down the topics that we expect to hear from him. Lots to get to here on our Tuesday. Another beautiful day on the way here. We started our week off great. It's 4:30 right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And we're going to continue with that beautiful weather. How about that? Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We are starting colder than yesterday morning, though.
You can really tell it when you stepped out the door. Our skies are clear, and clear skies typically allow our overnight lows to drop a little faster. And we still had a bit of a northerly flow yesterday. And so even though the temperature is 38, when I was walking in this morning, there was a little bit of glitter showing up on the grass, so a little bit of patchy frost. Because it's 38, we may not see it everywhere, but it's 28 in Roxborough, 31 in South Hill. It's 32 in Goldsboro and 31 in Southern Pine. So definitely some spots out there where you could see a little frost on your windshield. Temperatures right now are running anywhere from about 5 to almost 15 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. So that is significant. Take a little time for just maybe a quick scrape out there in some places. And it may be as the morning wears on, temperatures, of course, even in the triangle, it could drop some. We could be looking at 32 by 7 a.m. So some of that frost may become a little more widespread later on. We hit 64 yesterday, likely to be right there at 65 today. Once again, lots of sunshine. Our warm-up does not end here. We're still looking at a potential record later in the week. I'll show you coming up.
Looking forward to it. Elizabeth, thank you. Today, for the first time since online threats forced lockdowns at several Wake County schools, the school board will talk about the safety issues that have families on edge. WRAL's Laura Levine has been following this story for us. She's live at East Millbrook Magnet Middle School with the district's response to school security. Laura.
Renee, good morning. East Millbrook Middle School here behind me is one of six schools that went on lockdown after those social media threats. Those threats which have caused really disruptive days and panic for many people within the community is what's pushing school leaders to now take a harder look at solutions. The Wake County Public School System Board of Education will take this conversation up today at its scheduled board meeting. The school board was already set to get an update on its school safety assessment and improvements, but board chair Lindsay Mahaffey tells us they will take a deeper look at safety and security when it comes to addressing school threats. Some school leaders have also called on lawmakers to step in to strengthen laws that will hold people accountable.
It is concerning. So we're doing the work that we can as a school system. We are going to hear from representatives from Be Smart to talk about safe gun storage at our next board meeting. And I hope that families will tune in, because if you are a gun owner, or it's important that we make sure that our children do not get their hands on firearms for a multitude of reasons, and school safety being one of them.
And you can count on WRAL to have full coverage from that meeting, which begins at 3:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Within the last 30 minutes, we've learned that the death toll following that massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria has passed 5,000 people now. This is a live look in Turkey this morning as crews search through that wreckage for survivors. A massive international rescue effort is happening this morning after yesterday's quake. Over 20,000 people are hurt. State-run media in Turkey says more than 6,000 buildings have collapsed. Nations around the world are pledging help to the countries. A gunman involved in a road rage incident in Durham is on the run this morning. Investigators need help finding the person accused of shooting at another driver with bystanders nearby. You can see the interaction between the people at Handy Hugo's off Highway 70. This is near Pleasant Drive. No one was injured in that shooting. Investigators say they are looking for the driver of the white Audi.
Authorities in Cumberland County have identified a woman whose body was found on the side of a road last week. She was 35-year-old Ashley Chambers of Fayetteville. Her body was found on River Road in the town of Wade. Deputies from the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office found the body Friday night, and they're now working to figure out how she died.
Senate Republicans are expected to pass the controversial Parents' Bill of Rights when it comes before the full chamber today. That bill could require teachers to out some LGBTQ students to their parents. The bill passed a key committee last night. Critics say it poses dangers to LGBTQ students who don't live in accepting households. Supporters of the bill say students shouldn't keep secrets from their parents.
You're looking live now at our nation's capital. Tonight, President Joe Biden will deliver the State of the Union address. This will be President Biden's first address to a divided Congress. A White House official says the president will talk about major progress in the economy, including decades-low unemployment. He's also expected to speak about the country's global alliances being stronger because of the administration's efforts. This will also be Kevin McCarthy's first State of the Union as Speaker of the House. Ahead of tonight's address, McCarthy delivered a speech on the debt ceiling. He did not announce any specific cuts, but argued for a spending deal. He says he's committed to negotiating with the president to find common ground.
Finding compromise is exactly how governing in America is supposed to work, and exactly what the American people voted for just 3 months ago.
Speaker McCarthy did not say exactly where he thinks spending should be cut, but he did say Social Security and Medicare are off the table. Coverage of the State of the Union address will start here on WRAL tonight at 9. The town of Clayton is seeking your input on a plan to develop what will soon be a key gateway to the community. The town's Gateway 42 project is looking at enhancing the area around the intersection of Highway 42 and US 70. Town leaders say development in this area will be important to the town's future when US 70 is upgraded to Interstate 42. So they're hosting a forum on the plan tonight from 6 to 8 at the Clayton Community Center on Amelia Church Road. More information and a chance to give feedback are also available online at gateway42.com.
The House and Senate plan to hold separate classified briefings this week on the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Sources say those briefings are scheduled for Thursday. Meanwhile, House Republicans are considering whether to pass a symbolic resolution condemning China for sending the balloon across U.S. airspace. President Biden says he does not believe the takedown of the balloon damaged the relationship between the U.S. and China. Crews are working now, continuing their work to collect the debris from that balloon.
We finally have a Powerball winner. One lucky ticket holder is the winner of the fifth largest prize in Powerball history. A ticket sold in Washington State matched all five numbers and the Powerball in last night's drawing for a $754 million jackpot. Check your ticket to see if you want a smaller prize. The winning numbers are 5, 11, 22, 23, and 69. Powerball was 7, and the Power Play was 2.
State leaders will vote today on whether to give $55 million for a new jail in Wayne County. The county's proposing a 62,000-square-foot building with 220 beds. It would be built in the parking lot of the existing jail in Goldsboro. The local government commission will vote on funding at its meeting this afternoon.
Wilson police are trying to track down a hit-and-run driver. Police say the driver destroyed 12 headstones at the Rest Haven Cemetery. The suspects are accused of jumping out of their car and hopping into another car and driving off. Families stop by the cemetery to survey the damage.
My mama died June of last year in my arms, and I'm out here to see her every day, 2 and 3 times.
Police say the vandal or vandals left their vehicle behind. Investigators are looking for more information on the suspects.
Two tech companies are competing when it comes to creating artificial intelligence. Coming up, the warning from a technology ethics expert when it comes to the AI arms race. Plus, a woman was pronounced dead and taken to a funeral home. The problem is, she was still alive. We'll explain what led to that mistake.
And taking a live look at Clinton this morning, WRAL meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how long our highs will stay above normal.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's colder out there this morning than it was yesterday. I did come in my big coat. We're seeing temperatures down at freezing in some spots, but skies are clear. It is beautiful. The moon was full this time yesterday, but it's still beautiful. Big, gorgeous moon out there. This is, of course, a live look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's 29 right now in Tarboro, 31 in South Hill, 33 in Goldsboro, 31 in Southern Pines, 30 in Lewisburg. So we're either side of freezing across most of the area right now. So again, walking the dog this morning. Maybe you want the gloves with our temperatures close to freezing. We're going to warm up fast, though. We'll be in the mid-50s by lunchtime, and then this afternoon we climb into the mid-60s. Today should feel very much like yesterday, so it'll be nice and mild in the afternoon and evening. Still tracking some rain later this week.
The family of a South Carolina man shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy says they want body cam video of the incident released. Spartanburg County sheriff's deputies were called to a home last Thursday night to serve a warrant for Darius Holcomb. Deputies say Holcomb stabbed a canine after they sent that dog into a room. At least one deputy then fired a weapon, hitting Holcomb, who died at the scene. Holcomb's mother questioned the methods used by deputies.
Darius said mental issues. And everybody out here knew that he had mental issues, including the ones that's inside this building. They knew he had mental issues. And so you could have came at him a better way than what y'all did. Y'all really did. Y'all knew this.
Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office says it will not comment as the investigation has been turned over to the state law enforcement division.
We're working to learn if any charges will be filed after shooting at a Wilson Walmart. No one was hurt during the shooting. Police say it all stemmed from an argument. You're looking at video from Sky 5 soon after officers got to the store on Forest Hills Road Monday afternoon. The scene had cleared by then. Police say the argument was between two groups of people.
More than 2 million pounds of canned meat and poultry products are being recalled. The recall includes products from brands including Kroger, Goya, and Great Value. The products may have damaged cans that could contaminate the meat. The cans will have dates from December 12, 2022 to January 13th of this year. They also have the code P4247 printed on them. If you have any of these cans, you should throw them away.
A rescue team from Virginia is heading to Turkey to help look for survivors of the earthquake. The Task Force One team is from Fairfax. It consists of 79 people and 6 dogs. They'll help look for survivors who are trapped in the rubble. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake has killed thousands. 3 adults and 3 children are without a home this morning after their house caught on fire in Fayetteville. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene on Woodburn Drive just after 8:30 last night. No one was hurt. The Red Cross is helping the family.
A portion of Highway 701 near the Johnston-Sampson County line has reopened this morning after a crash. A tractor trailer and another vehicle crashed near Harper House Road around 7 last night. At least one person was hurt. State Highway Patrol is working to figure out what caused that crash.
Google and Microsoft are competing with each other when it comes to artificial intelligence technology. One ethics expert warns the competition could have negative consequences. Google announced it will soon roll out Bard, the company's AI service. Today, Microsoft is expected to announce the next steps for its AI bot, ChatGPT, including incorporating it into its search engine, Bing. But the woman who leads technology ethics at Deloitte is worried about how fast AI technology is developing. She compared it to building Jurassic Park, putting warning signs on the fence, but then leaving the gates open.
The judge in the Alec Murdoch double murder trial says evidence of the former attorney's alleged financial fraud will be allowed into court. Murdoch is facing 99 charges related to financial fraud in a separate case. Prosecutors say he may have killed his wife and 22-year-old son because of his money troubles, which they say were about to come to light at the time of the killings in 2021. Lawyers will not be allowed to introduce that evidence, though, to the jury.
Talk about a dreadful mistake. An 82-year-old woman was at a nursing home in New York. She was pronounced dead Saturday morning. A few hours later, at the funeral home where she was taken, it was discovered she was still alive. The nursing home has not said how something like that happened, but the facility is being investigated. Something similar happened in Iowa recently, and that nursing home was fined $10,000.
DHL is opening what may be the largest warehouse of its type in the southeast today in RTP. It's a new 40,000-square-foot facility on Roach Drive, just off T.W. Alexander Drive. The company says it will allow it to be better store and handle temperature-controlled products, specifically for the pharmaceutical industry. All that building going up still. 4:47 the time right now. On our Tuesday morning, Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around now in the next few hours.
Yeah, it looks beautiful out there. This is, of course, a live look at downtown Raleigh from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 38 degrees. It's colder than it was yesterday, and we'll likely see temperatures in the triangle dropping down close to freezing over the next couple of hours. I even noticed a little bit of frost on the grass as I was walking in this morning, so you might have some frost on your windshield. We will warm up just as quickly as we did yesterday. Temperatures are going to climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime and into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon. But walking outside, it's 28 in Roxboro, 31 in South Hill and in Southern Pines, 32 in Goldsboro. It's above freezing for Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, and Clinton. But again, with clear skies, our temperatures tend to fall fairly quickly. And we still have several hours until sunrise. So those temperatures, even in the triangle, likely to drop a bit more. We'll bounce right back up this afternoon, though, well above normal, with mid-60s in the triangle, 68 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 63 up in South Hill. It's going to be another gorgeous day today. Lots of warmth across the Mississippi Valley and eastward. That warmth continues to push in our direction. Our winds today will shift to southerly, and that's what's really going to bump up our temperatures, especially for, say, Wednesday and Thursday. And then after that, we'll have some cooler temperatures that roll in just in time for the weekend. But enjoy this spring feeling out there right now. 54 is our normal high. We'll see 65 for today, 70 Wednesday, and 72 on Thursday. And that 72 on Thursday is not too far from a record, just 2 degrees. 74 was the record for Thursday set back in 1994, and 75 degrees in 1937 in Fayetteville. That was the previous record. So we'll be very close to those. And if you like this, well, we're going to have a little bit of a break, and it'll feel more like winter over the weekend. But we're still looking at Valentine's week with a good chance for above normal temperatures. So our wintertime weather roller coaster continues. We're looking at, of course, 70s for Wednesday and Thursday. And then I do have some changes to tell you about in our forecast for the weekend. It looked like we might see the rain moving out pretty early on Saturday, and the computer model runs the new ones that have come in overnight show rain for most of the day on Saturday. So keep that in mind if you have outdoor plans. Right now, it looks like it would move out early Sunday morning, but we'll continue to watch the timeline for that, and I'll show it to you on Futurecast in just a few minutes.
Elizabeth, thanks. We're just days away from the Super Bowl, and many folks are planning on throwing a party. What you can do to make sure the food out on your snack table is safe to eat throughout the day.
And you may have to pay more for a primetime seat the next time you go to an AMC movie theater. Coming up, we explain the new tiered seating system the company has now put in place.
The countdown to the Super Bowl is on, and food safety experts want people who are hosting parties to keep food safety in mind. The USDA recommends using a meat thermometer to check the temperature of chicken wings. Also, make sure food isn't sitting out for too long and keep up with the hand washing. One of the biggest movies of all time sails back into theaters this weekend. We're talking about Titanic, celebrating its 25th anniversary. Rick Damigella talked with James Cameron about the re-release.
I've got you. I won't let go.
Titanic is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a theatrical re-release. The film debuted in North American theaters on December 19, 1997. The slight delay to the anniversary release is likely, and rightly, due to James Cameron's latest blockbuster, Avatar: The Way of Water, which arrived in theaters just 3 days before Titanic's anniversary.
It's interesting to have a film that's 25 years old that people still want to see and still want to go to theaters to see. That's very gratifying that the film has been embraced by the zeitgeist, not just in its moment, but generationally. And I think people know instinctively that the theatrical experience of the film will be more profound, more powerful.
From the king of the world!
What do we want to do these days? If we're going to go to a theater, we want it to be kind of a sure thing. We want it to be something that we know is going to be extraordinary. You know, so Top Gun, right? Spider-Man. Way of Water, you know. We know these are going to be extraordinary experiences. To get us up on our hind legs and into our car and go through all the hassle and the parking and the popcorn and all that sort of thing.
You jump high, jump right.
And I think Titanic is a kind of an evergreen that makes that promise. You're going to have an experience.
I'm flying.
Seeing it again in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
Titanic has been remastered in 4K resolution for the 25th anniversary.
If you want to get the best seat at an AMC theater to see Titanic or anything else, it's now going to cost you. The movie chain has announced it is introducing new ticket pricing options that depend on where you sit. There'll be three options. First is the standard price, which will be for the most common seats. If you want a seat in the middle of the theater, you'll have to pay a premium. And if you'd rather save money and get a cheaper seat, the front row will now cost less than a regular ticket. The new pricing is set to hit all AMC theaters before the end of the year. So we're just at the beginning of the year. We got some time for that. I'm surprised it took that long, really. I mean, pay for seats on the plane, right?
Exactly. Well, and it's going to feel like a plane now. You have first class and premium seats and economy. And, you know, I thought you were rewarded for, like, being one of the first ones to, like, reserve and buy a ticket. But now you got to pay more for those middle prime seats. I don't want to sit right up close to the screen.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
Looking at it like this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Searching for solutions after a wave of recent threats forced lockdowns at several Wake County schools. WRL's Laura Levine will break down some of the changes being considered by the board.
Senate Republicans are expected to pass the controversial Parents' Bill of Rights when it comes before the full chamber today. What it could require teachers to reveal about students to their parents.
Plus, the search continues this morning for a suspect in a road rage shooting in Durham. We have video of the moments when the person opened fire, putting bystanders in danger.